Praise is for Allah, our Creator and the Creator of everything. The one from whom is the beginning and to whom is the end and our final place of arrival. His is sovereignty, His is praise, He causes death, He gives life and causes death. And He is living and never dies. All good is in His hand, and His omnipotence controls everything. He causes tranquility to descend upon those whom He wills from His servants. And He sends tranquility to the hearts of those whom He wills from His creation. And they have nothing stronger to enable them or assist them in confronting the various circumstances and events of life than the coming of this tranquility and this calmness.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْشَدَ عَلَى أَلْسِنَةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ الَّذِينَ بَعَثَهُمْ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ عِبَادَهُ فِي مُوَجَهَةِ الشَّدَائِدِ وَأَحْوَالٍ تَسْتَدْعِي بِحُكْمٍ الطبيعة البشرية الاضطراب والقلق إلى كيفية المقابلة لذلك.
On the tongues of His prophets, He directed His creation to deal with the various disturbances and turbulence that come in a manner and that there's a natural feeling due to the human disposition of disturbance when these events come. He instructed them how to deal with this in a manner of tranquility and calmness.
وخلاصة ذلك أنه أمران يتكونان من نقاط متعددة.
And this is summarized by two matters, each of which is comprised of a number of points.
وكان بحكمته تعالى أنه لا تمر حياة إنسان على ظهر الأرض إلا ويشهد في خلال حياته سراء وضراء.
And it is from God's wisdom, exalted be He, that no one lives on the surface of the earth except that they will see both hardship, both ease and hardship, and difficulty as well as comfort, as joy as well as sorrow, fear as well as safety.
لكن نجاح هذا الإنسان وكمان بإدراك الكيفية التي يتعامل بها مع هذه الأحوال المختلفة.
However, the success of a person lies in their comprehending the way, the proper manner to deal with these various circumstances.
فإذا لم يحسن التعامل كانت حتى السر والرخاء سببا من أسباب طغيانه أو خروجه عن الحد أو جلب المشاكل عليه.
So if this person does not deal with these circumstances properly, even ease and comfort will be a cause of this person transgressing, outstripping bounds, or bringing other types of problems to him or herself.
ومن المشاهد في بديع الحكمة أنه لا يدوم شدة ولا رخاء.
And another thing that is witnessed through as a manifestation of God's wondrous wisdom is that neither hardship nor ease is everlasting.
حتى لا تركن قلوب العقلاء إلا إلى الدائم الذي لا يتغير ولا يتحول ولا يتبدل.
So that the hearts of those who are wise never depend on anyone other than the divine who is eternal and unchanging and everlasting.
فلنتبين الأمران نتبين الأمرين اللذين ذكرناهما وفيهما عدة نقاط.
And let us clarify then these two matters that we alluded to, and each and again under each of them there's a number of points.
الأمر الأول حال والأمر الثاني عمل.
The first matter is a state and the second is an action.
أما الحال فهو ما يحمله ضمير هذا الإنسان واعتقاده وفكره.
The state is that which the heart and the belief and the thinking of this person carries within them, or that what's in the heart and in the conviction and in the thinking of the human being.
وأما العمل فهو مقدوراته ومستطاعاته مما أعطي فيه القوة والقدرة على أن يتصرف.
And as for the action, those are the actions that are within the capability and the power of the human being, and they've been given the ability to have some disposal over these matters.
فَأَمَّا الْحَالُ فَإِنْ اسْتَقْبَلَ أَيَّ حَدَثٍ بِاعْتِبَارِ أَنَّ مُكَوِّنَ الْكَوْنِ أَجْرَاهُ لِحِكْمَةٍ كان أول خطوة في استجلاب السكينة والطمأنينة.
And as for the state, if the person feels when anything occurs that the creator of the universe caused this to happen for a wisdom, this is the first step in bringing on this tranquility.
سواء كان الأمر مما يتسبب فيه البشر تسببا مباشرا مما يدخل تحت تصرفهم أو كان لا تصرف لهم فيه كما مثال ما نسمعه من الزلازل المتكررة في هذه الأيام من منطقة لأخرى وقبل مدة حادثة زلزال في اليابان.
Whether this event falls within human's power to have some cause in it or not, and an example of an event that we didn't have any power to bring on are earthquakes, and we've heard recently of the earthquakes in Japan.
فاعتقاد أنها تحت إرادتي وقدرتي وتدبير المكون أول خطوة في جلب الطمأنينة.
So then having the firm belief that it is due to the wisdom and the power and the decree of the Creator, again, this is the first step in bringing this tranquility.
يتبع ذلك أنه ما أجراها إلا لحكم كثيرة منها ما نستطيع أن نستجليها ونطلع عليها.
And after that it came, it did not come except for numerous wisdoms, and we cannot become aware of all of these wisdoms.
وأنها بعد ذلك عائدة بالنفع على من توقر و رضي ولم يتصرف إلا بما يحمد.
And then also that these events bring great benefit to the person who receives them with dignity and with patience and is satisfied with that decree, if you will.
وأنه أي استسلم لأمر هذا الإله ورضي به أجر على ذلك وأثيب وعوض في حياته الثانية وفي حياة الأبد والخلود.
And also that if this person responds properly to the divine injunction in that, they are rewarded, and this is a reward that will be eternal.
وبهذه المعاني ذكر الحق تبارك وتعالى في قوله وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إن لله ملكه وعبيده وهو متصرف فينا وإن إليه راجعون فذكر الثمرات المباشرة لهذا الموقف في الدنيا والآخرة فقال أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
And God said in this regard in the Quran, and give glad tidings to those who are patient, who when a misfortune befalls them, they say, indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we are returning, so we are His servants, and we are governed by Him. And then after that, God mentioned the results of that, and He went on to say, those upon them are the prayers of God as well as His mercy, and those are the ones who are rightly guided.
العارفين إلى أخ له لما توفي عليه ولد فقال أما بعد فاعلم أنك إن صبرت نفذ قضاء الله وأنت مأجور وإن جزعت نفذ قضاء الله وأنت مأجور.
And for this reason, one of the wise Gnostics wrote to one of his brothers for Allah and offering condolences to him, and he said, and know that if you are patient, God's decree will still be and you will be rewarded, and if you are impatient, God's decree will still be, however you will be sinful.
ومن هذا الحال أيضا أن يعلم أنه كان يمكن أن تكون النازلة والواقعة والحادثة أكثر مما هي.
And also from this state is knowing that whatever event or misfortune or circumstance occurred, it could have been more or worse than it was.
فمهما كانت شديدة وكبيرة إمكانية قدرة المكون لما هو أشد منها وأكبر واقع.
No matter how difficult it was or significant it was, God's power could have made it be more difficult and of greater significance.
ولذا كان يقول سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب ما من مصيبة وقعت عليه إلا ووجدت لله فيها علي ثلاث نعم.
And for this reason, and this is one of the prominent companions of the Prophet, our master Umar bin al-Khattab, he said, there was no misfortune that befell me except that I found three blessings or divine gifts therein.
الأولى أنها في شان دنياي وما لا يؤثر على ديني وعلاقتي بربي.
First of all, that it was in my worldly affairs and not something that affected my religious affairs and my relationship to my Lord. And the second is that God could have tested me with something greater than this, and He only tested me with this. And the third blessing is that He rewards me for it and gives me recompense and gives me the reward of good deeds and degrees of elevation.
فمع هذا الحال أيضا في الاعتقاد يتصل به أن يوقن بأن له مستند قوي يستند إليه ويعتمد عليه وهو إلهه جل جلاله وتعالى في علاه فيلود به بقلبه.
And along with this belief, he should know, or she should know, that he has a source of power, a strong source of power, to which or upon which he or she relies, or literally that he or she leans on, and that is his or her source of support and assistance.
وهنا نبدأ نتصل بأمر الأعمال.
And then now we will begin to discuss the matter of the actions that one should do.
لنتبين أن قضية الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر وأمر المكون بالأشياء لا ليس عذرا في أن يترك الإنسان واجبه العمل بمقدوراته.
And in this we must clarify that divine ordination and decree and the divine command, belief in this does not excuse a person from acting in the manner that is appropriate.
فليس معنى الاستسلام القلبي الجبن ولا التأخر عن أداء الواجب.
So surrendering with the heart does not mean that one is cowardly or that one neglects fulfilling one's obligations.
فأول ما يتصل بشأن الحال من الأعمال مظهر اللجوء إلى هذا الإله بمثل الدعاء.
So the first thing that relates to this matter of actions is returning in refuge to the divine through dua.
إن الحق تعالى وعد عباده إذا دعوه والتجأوا إليه أن يمدهم منه بأنواع من العون واللطف والتيسير.
Indeed, the real exalted be he promises servants if they return to him refuge and prayer that he would answer them and give them types of ease and support.
وإذا نجد جميع الأنبياء في مختلف الأحوال لهم أدعية كثيرة.
And for this reason, we find all of the prophets in varying circumstances made many supplications.
والصلاة مع هذا الدعاء.
And also prayer along with this supplication.
في الحديث أن صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر قام إلى الصلاة.
And we should clarify that by salah we mean the prescribed or voluntary worship that the Muslims perform, as opposed to supplication. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, when something would disturb him, he would stand up to this salah, and again that's the Muslim's ritual prayer.
ومن الأعمال المتصلة بالحال استغفار الإله سبحانه وتعالى من الذنوب والمعاصي وخصوصا ما يتعلق فيها بالإبرار بالغير فإنه إنما يرسل الشدائد ليكون من الحكام فيها التنبيه على تصحيح المسار.
And one of the actions that connects to the matter of state, of spiritual state, is seeking God's forgiveness, because, and particularly from those sins which harm others, because from God's wisdom, when He sends difficulties, it's a reminder in order to cause people to return to Him and return to the proper path and in repentance.
فمن أكبر الأسباب لحدوث المصائب مخالفة الخلق لخالقهم ومنهاجه جل جلاله.
So one of the greatest causes of adversities is the creation transgressing the commands of their creator.
وخصوصا أيضا فيما يتعلق بضر بعضهم ببعض وبغي بعضهم على بعض و ظلم بعضهم لبعض.
And particularly those sins which relate to which are types of mutual harm that they cause one another, or transgression or oppression of one another.
تمتد دائرة العمل أيضا إلى المساعدة في النكبة والشدة بحسب المستطاع لكل قادر.
And also this sphere of action extends to assisting those who are in a state of misfortune, or whom harm has befallen, to the extent that one is able, for everyone who is able.
مما يتعلق بتغذية أو مداواة أو إيواء إلى غير ذلك.
And that is either giving food or medical treatment or shelter and other assistance.
وكل ذلك مما يثاب عليه مهما عمل مع كل نفس.
And all of these things are causes of reward when one does them, assisting any living creature.
حتى قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في كل كبد رطب أجر, أي في كل حيوان تساعده على مداواة جوعه أو الخروج من مرضه أو سد جوعه أو ضمعه إلى غير ذلك لك في ذلك أجر.
And in this regard, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, in every moist liver there is reward, meaning in every living creature, if one assists it in healing a wound or curing an illness or feeding it or alleviating, quenching its thirst, that there is a reward, and that is a good act of service to God.
وَإِذَا كَانَ فِي كُلِّ حَيَوَانٍ فَكَيْفَ بِالْإِنسَانِ.
And if that's the case with every animal, then what about the human being?
فالتصرف في هذه المواقف والعمل يكون بالإنسانية, وخصوصا عند مواجهة الذي تسبب في وصول الأذى إليك أو الشد أو وقوع الشدة بك.
And he said, so when these difficulties or adversities occur, then one should behave in a manner that offers humanitarian goodness and assistance, and then particularly one should treat well those who have mistreated one.
وفي أيام شدة التي مرت على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في مكة، وكان من أشد الناس عليه أبو جهل، وكان يتعرض لأذاه بأنواع مختلفة، كانت له تلك التصرفات.
And in the difficult days that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, spent in Mecca after beginning to proclaim his message, and one of the people who mistreated him, and his mistreatment was particularly significant, his name was Abu Jahl, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he dealt with him in that manner of showing goodness to this person who mistreated him.
ومن عجيب ما وقع في السيرة أنه مرة من المرات تعمد حفر حفرة فعمدها في المكان الذي يمشي فيه النبي في الطريق وغطاها بغطاء خفيف ليسقط فيه.
And one of the wondrous occurrences that we find in the prophetic biography was essentially that Abu Jahl set a trap for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and that was by digging a deep pit and covering it with something very thin and concealing this pit so that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would fall into it.
ولكن شاء الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفل هو وينسى فيمشي فيسقط بنفسه.
However, God transcended and exalted as He willed that Abu Jahl forgot, and he passed down the same road and himself fell into this pit.
ولم يستطع أن يطلع لأنه قد تعمد تعميقها حتى إذا سقط فيها لا يستطيع أن يطلع.
And he wasn't able to climb out of it because he had deliberately deepened it such that if the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, fell in it, that he wouldn't be able to climb out.
وصادف بعد سقوط أن مر النبي في نفس الطريق.
And after his fall, Providence dictated that the Prophet Muhammad passed by the same path.
فسمع صوت إنسان فأقبل إلى فوق الحفرة.
So then he heard the voice of someone calling, and he came and stood at the pit.
فوجد عدوه أبا جهل.
And then he found his enemy Abu Jahl.
قال ما لك هنا؟
And he said, what happened to you? Why are you here?
قال هؤلاء ناس أشرار ما فيهم خير يضغطون الحفر يسقطون الناس.
And he said, there's wicked people, there's no good in them, they dig these pits for people to fall.
فما كان من النبي إلا أن مد يده له وأخرجه بيده من الحفرة صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet Muhammad didn't do anything other than stretch his hand to him and help him climb out of the pit.
هذا مع من يعاديه ويؤذيه ويتهدد بالجهل.
And this was how he treated those who had shown him enmity and hurt him and also actually even threatened to kill him.
وقد قال يوما رأيتك تسجد لإلهك هذا عند الكعبة عند آلهتنا لأكسرن رأسك.
One day he said to him, if I see you prostrated to this god of yours at the Kaaba, I'm going to smash your head.
والعجب أن هذه المعاملة استمرت حتى بعد وفاة أبي جهل هذا بسنين جاء ولده ابن عكرمة ليسلم. فقبل أن يأتي قال النبي للصحابة إن عكرمة بن أبي جهل سيأتي للإسلام فلا تذكروا أباه أمامه بسوء.
And what's amazing is that this kind of conduct lasted even for years and even after the death of Abu Jahl. So then Abu Jahl had a son whose name was Ikrimah, and he actually embraced Islam. And prior to his coming, the Prophet Muhammad spoke to his companions and said that Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, is going to embrace Islam. So don't hurt his feelings by speaking ill of his father at all.
يراعي النفسية الإنسانية بهذه المراعاة.
And this was the sensitivity that he showed to the human soul.
وإذا تمكن صاحب العمل من خصمه ومعاديه فبين أمرين، إما أن يأخذ حقه من غير زيادة أو أقل من حقه، وإما أن يعفو ويصفح.
So also in terms of action, if someone's rights have been transgressed and they have the opportunity to receive their rights, they can make the decision to either take their rights in full but with nothing, no increase, or excuse some of their rights, or to excuse and forgive entirely.
فمن اعتدى عليكم يقول الله فاعتبر بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله لا تزيد وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا فهو خير لكم كما قال في الآية الأخرى.
And in the Quran, in meaning the translation is that God said, if someone transgresses against you, then you can take from them to the extent that they took from you, and beware of Allah, or have God fearing
with you. عن سيدنا عيسى بن مريم على نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه كان يمشي يوم في الطريق فتلقاه سكيما فسبه.
And it's narrated from Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, that once he was walking down the road and he met a foolish person who insulted him. So our Master Isa prayed for good for him. So he insulted him again and he prayed for him again. And a third time, and prayed for him as well.
فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ مَعَهُ يَا رُوحَ اللَّهِ هَذَا مَا يَنْتَحِقُ هَذَا يَسُبُّكُ وَأَنْتَ تَدْعُو لَهُ.
And those who were with him said, O Spirit of Allah, you know, a title for Isa, this person is insulting you, and then you're praying for him.
قَالَ لَهُمْ كُلٌّ يُنْفِقُ مِمَّا عِنْدَهُ.
And he said that everyone spends from what they have.
من عنده الخير ما ينفق إلا الخير من عنده الشر ينفق من الشر.
Someone that has good, he'll only spend or give out good, and someone who's wicked, that's what he'll give out.
فكانت هكذا المواجهة للشدائد والنوازل وفي مثلها أشار الحرب بقول الذين قالهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
And that is how one faces difficulties and hardships. And God said, the translation of the meaning is, those to whom the people said that the people have congregated against you, so fear them, and this only increased them in faith. And they said, God is our sufficiency, and He is the best one to whom we turn over our affairs.
فمواجهة الشدائد بمعاني الإيمان واللجوء إلى الرحمن وفعل ما يقدر عليه الإنسان من المنافع فيها ثم الرضا كل ذلك يجعله متجاوزا لهذه المصيبة إلى خير يأتي بعدها.
So a person dealing with the misfortunes that befall them with faith, and then returning to the Rahman, the most merciful, and then doing what they can in response to it, and then after that being satisfied with the decree, all of that makes this misfortune a cause of them going beyond that and reaching a state or reaching what is even better for them.
وهكذا يسمو الحال بصاحب الإيمان حتى يكون غاية في الرضا وفي محاسبة نفسه أيضا عند العمل.
And this type of faith causes in this person to ascend in their station such that they deal with what befalls them in a state of satisfaction with God's ordination, and they also take themselves to account for what they do.
فكما يكون هكذا في الشدة تجده أيضا في حال الرخاء بعيدا عن البطر بعيدا أيضا عن البطش بالغيب أو إرادة الانتقام منه.
And also this is how they are in difficulty, and they also find in ease.